I will open this selection.
Okay. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a thought, a glory divine, heir of salvation, purchased. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood, this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descend. Bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my
Father, we come to you tonight just thanking you, God. God, we give you praise and glory and honor, God, just because you're so good to us. Father, we know we are blessed people, and Father, we just taking the time to tell you thank you. Thank you for all that you've done for us this far. But Father, for that, we know that's to come. We tell you thank you. Father, we love you. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor tonight, and we just say thank you. And I ask this in all things. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen.
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 Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Matt. Yeah. Okay, let's welcome everybody back to Thursday night Bible study. But we're going to continue our lesson with talking with God. Tonight, our teacher is going to be Reverend Natty Rick. So we'll turn right over to her.
All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Reverend. We thank God for another Thursday night. It's always a blessing when we're able to come together and on Thursday night to get whatever the Lord has for us to help us continue to stand and move forward.
Amen.
A couple of weeks that someone was coming for me, the dentist, and Sister Linda, sweet hour prayer. But all of it helped us to be able to glean something that we needed to move forward. And I pray that we continue to do that, to receive the word that comes forth from the Lord, that we might continue to walk up right before him. Tonight's topic will be prayer matters, so don't stop. Sometimes it seems like the number of prayer requests is so great, it's almost overwhelming, that comes in regular. And sometimes it seems like no matter what effort I put forth, it seems small. But because I continue to read the scripture, know that prayer matters, and even when it when we can't see anything happening, or we don't feel like prayer is making a difference, because we know what the words say, we keep praying because it is working, and God is taking everything that we say. When we pray in faith, he receives it. And the scriptures in 1 John, I think it's 5, maybe 14, 15, it tells us that we have the confidence that, you know, we know if he hears us, we have the confidence to know that he's going to answer the prayer. And that's not verbatim, that scripture, but you know what I'm talking about. If God hears us, then we have the confidence that he's going to answer us. We just continue to pray. We also have Jesus as our role model, and he tells us to pray. You know, he gives us some example of the places that we need to pray. And we know that the scripture talks about our secret place. For him, he would rise early in the morning, and in Mark 1:35 says that he would go to a solitary place with is an isolated place or quiet place. That's what I think it means. And then he'd also go into the mountains, which again, early in the morning, up in the mountains, he would be by himself. And that's Mark 6:46. But he went to the Garden of Gethsemane at one point with the disciples, and he told them to wait while he went a little farther, because he wanted to pray. He spent time with his Father, and that's all he's telling us to do. He also tells us that we are to pray without ceasing, which is, you know, pray without stopping. These are examples, things that we can, and we just glean from the Word and help us to know how to continue to move forward. We need to pray earnest prayers, which are sincere, intense prayers. We need to pray often. And we have a good example of Daniel, what that prayer, frequent prayers. I mean, Daniel prayed 3 times a day. He got in trouble for doing it, but he didn't stop. And I think this is all to help us be encouraged that to know that prayer matters, and we need to do it without being considerate. I mean, being concerned about who is going to be upset about it. And people will be when you spend time in prayer. They'll say it's too much. It don't take all that. But we need to keep doing what the Word say, and it does say pray without ceasing. And we need to pray hopeful prayers, feeling inspired about the answer. We also need to pray faithfully, as an allegiance unto the Father in a loyal manner. We also need to look the scripture, the key scripture tonight, is 2 Kings chapter 20. And I want to read verse 1, 5, and 6, I think. And it's talking about Hezekiah. It says, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus says the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. And we go to verse 5, but it said, Hezekiah turned again and tell Hezekiah, he had to come back and tell Hezekiah, because Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. But let me go back and read verse 2. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And I'm going to go ahead and read down through 6. Verse 4 says, and it came to pass, afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus says the Lord, The God of David, thy father, have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee on the third day. Thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. That is so powerful right there. You know, when we pray, prayer matters. What if Hezekiah prayed? You know, the Lord has sent the prophet to tell him that, you know, he was sick unto death. He was going to die. But when he turned his face to the wall, I mean, you know, you have to get still and when you want to talk to the Father, because God doesn't compete with noise, television, telephones, and computers and Facebooks, and those. God doesn't compete with it. But he said he turned his face to the wall, and he prayed, and he reminded God, and it is a scripture that he said, bring it into my remembrance. So there's a time we can talk to God and say, God, you remember that you gave me an assignment and I completed it. You remember I endured this and this, and when we remind God, if when it's on our record and God knows that it's fact that we are speaking, then God again will think about what the what he said, and he is God. He can change his mind, but he doesn't change his mind if we're doing wrong things, not to bring the judgment. It's not like that. But when we pray and do as God has commanded us to do, then we can see how he can do for us what he did for Hezekiah. Now, we may not always have an answer that fast. It may not come instantly, but the thing about it, when we have confidence that God has heard us, like, and he said to Hezekiah, I have heard thy prayer, and I've seen thy tears. Anything we've gone through, anything we've dealt with, anything we've suffered through, God is on record. God's seen it, he know about it, and when we're standing and our purpose and intent is to please God, then God will take the situation that the enemy mean for bad, and he will turn it around, and it can be used for our good. So we thank God that we have this, the word to stand on, because when we please God, we can believe that he will fulfill our needs. He will meet our every need, and he will give us the desires of our heart. God will take care of us. So when we pray, as Jesus has said, as he has instructed us, the results will be like what happened to Hezekiah. The captain of God's people, and Hezekiah was healed. I love it because the word is so plain. It said in the first verse that he was sick unto death. God turned the situation around. So I heard your prayer, and I've seen your tears, and I'm going to heal you and add 15 more years to your life. Now, I mean, I don't think it get any better than that. So we need to pray, believe it, that God is going to do whatever is needed. I don't think it didn't say that Hezekiah asked God for the number of years. You know, I don't think he was telling God what to do. He just reminded God of what he had done. And Hezekiah wasn't ready. He wasn't ready to depart. And when he prayed, God came to his rescue. So we need to take notice and know that when we talk to God about our situation and circumstances, that we can expect God to do the same thing for us, because he is not a God that show favoritism. And so what he will do for us, what he did for Hezekiah, it may not be in the same manner, because we may not need it just like he he did for him. But the one thing we can believe and trust in, the fact that he will come through for us. So we pray, and like I say, it may not always be immediate results, but I guarantee you, when we pray in faith, believing that God is who he say he is, and will do what we know we've done in the past, we can look for it to come, because he will answer prayer. So as we keep praying, just believe and know that prayer matters, and we need to, right now, as never before, that we need to continue to pray for our leaders, and we need to continue to pray for our nation and for the nations of the world. We need to continue to come against the angry energy that we see the storms is tearing up so much, so many towns, the whole towns, communities and things, that the angry energy is not of God, and we need to learn to come against that. God created the things that the enemy used, because he is the prince of the air, and he uses some of the things that God created and to do harm, and we need to understand that, and when we come against it, we can see change. So we need to pray for especially those in the flood zone. We may not be dealing with it right now, but that gives us an opportunity for it to be a prayer assignment for us to pray for those that are those zones, and the ones that the tornadoes is hitting, because they apparently don't know that they can speak to that tornado, the angry energy, and tell it to lift, and it could pass over every town that it was planning to hit. But if you don't know, you can't do it. As we continue to pray, then we can see change, and especially with the things going on. And we need to keep praying for especially our leader, that he will continue to make wise decisions and not put American soldiers or military people in harm's way without, there really being a need to. So we can't tell him what to do, but we sure can undergird him in prayer, and the Holy Spirit can tell him what to do. And that's what we're looking for. So as we continue to lift one another up, pray for each other, and pray for the children as they are getting out of school for the summer. There's so many that we need to cover them in prayer, because some will no longer have a meal. They will not be supervised, and all that can just mean more chaos. And the killing have not stopped, and we really need to continue to pray concerning that. It's an evil spirit, but the scripture tells us in John chapter 16, that the time was going to come when the one that killed you going to think they done God a service. Most people don't really know that that's in the Bible, but it's in there. And that's what we are seeing. But what we need to do is go to God, ask him how we are to pray against it, so we can stop seeing so many innocent lives taken. And prayer makes a difference. It does matter, and it can turn things around. Just as we read about Hezekiah, his situation will change. We can pray, and things can be changed also. The bodies can be healed. God can be the protector, and he can deliver. And the things that we ask for, if it's in scripture that which Jesus did, then if we go back and read the scriptures I gave you, and where Jesus went, when he went up in solitude and prayed, that scripture is coming from Mark. You look in the book of Mark and see chapter 1. Let me get back to my page in there. But we look at Mark chapter 1, verses 35, Mark chapter 6, verses 46, and it talk about the different same places Jesus went to pray. But after he prayed, when he left each one of these places, he was about ministry. And we need to understand that as we pray, that also we can see things turn around. The bodies can be healed, because Jesus said everything he did, that his followers could do it also. And that we need to really get back to doing things that make a difference, and not so many people will not continue to die from sickness and disease that can be healed if we obey God and spend time in we don't need to stop praying. We need to keep praying, but we also need to add faith to it and believe that when we pray, we're going to see things take place that the Bible say would happen. So, again, read, go back and read 2 Kings chapter 20, and also the scriptures in Mark, that we can know what the Bible says, and if it's written from Genesis to Revelation, if it's in print, we can believe God for it and see it happen. That is not already past time. God will bring it to pass. Thank you again for being with us on Thursday night. It is truly a blessing as we share the gospel.
Amen. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, sis, for those words tonight. Our 32nd this week is going to be coming from Danny.
Good evening, everyone. I'll be reading from the book of Joshua, first chapter. I'll be starting at the 8th verse. Joshua, first chapter, I'll start at the 8th verse. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Verse 9, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, wheresoever thou may go. May God add a blessing to you.
Amen.
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 Okay, moving right along. We're going to go ahead and open it up tonight for in-person update.
I have a praise report. You all prayed for a lady named Connie about a cancer that she had. And it was about the size of a watermelon, but she said it, when they got ready to operate on her, it was about the size of a small seed. And they just had to suction her out. And they had told her it was going to be like a 10-hour procedure, that they were going to have to cut her in her chest and in her back. And that did not happen. And she has been healed from it. And they were able to remove all that cancerous cell from her.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
My cousin's friend was at the light this morning. And a man just pulled up and shot her in the head and killed her. So I pray for her family.
Oh, God, have mercy.
Yes,
have mercy. Yes. For prayer for Mary Freeman. She's in hospice with cancer.
I'm asking prayer for my grandson. This is Sister Johnson. My grandson Khalil, he had surgery a year ago on his right eye. And I have asked him to pray during that time. But he's still having some redness in that right eye. And from hearing what the eye doctor was saying today, that might be something that going to be continually, but I know that God can heal his eye, his right eye, and remove that redness. And I'm asking you all to pray for him, that that God would give the doctors the knowledge, the understanding, and the wisdom on how to treat him, if that's the way God wants it to go. But I know God can heal it without the aid of medicine. So however God wants it to go, I'm asking God to do it. Because he's been going through a lot with his eyes since he was a small child. And from what Sister Maddie is saying, I'm trusting God as he can do it for Hezekiah. He can do it for my grandson. He can do it for anyone. So I'm trusting God and put my faith in him that God's going to do it and that I'm going to be healed and that Redden is going to be gone and he's going to be able to see out of his right eye as well as his left eye. So continue to keep Khalil Johnson in prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
I ask you all to remember, this is Francis Johnson. Remember my brother Harvey? He has lung cancer, so I ask you all to pray for him.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We're moving along. No more input, end date, updates. We're going to go right on this robot.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
If there's no mistake, last week there were 34 people on the line, and we thank God for each and every one. And we're going to go right into roll call. Leah, Virginia, here. Dennis and Sandy.
Here.
Richard and Willamette.
Here.
Janet.
Here.
And
here.
Robert and Portia.
Here.
Here.
Oli. Gloria.
Here.
Reverend Maddie.
Here.
Purple.
Here.
Gracie.
Here.
Sandra.
Here.
Linda Hodge.
Here.
Mari. Ethel Bradford. Barbara.
Here.
Linda.
Here.
Jennifer Jackson.
Here.
Lorraine Jones. Ken and Carolyn.
Here.
Chris and Dorothy.
Here.
Josephine.
Here.
Carlton.
Here.
Charlotte.
Here.
Renee. Angela.
Here.
Tim.
Here.
Tina Strong.
Here.
Sean.
Here.
Tonda. Miss Jessie.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Michael. Tanya White. Rand. Valencia. M. Lisa.
Here.
Did I miss anyone? Okay, back to you, Uncle Robert.
Thank you, Chef. All right, moving right along. For next week, our opening prayer is done by Richard Jones, and our 32nd will be done by Portia. Okay. Moving right along, we'll go ahead and turn over to Pastor Bearwell for our closing prayer.
I'd like to say before I pray tonight, I thank you all that supported me during my second pastoral anniversary. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My heart was just filled and I was so excited. of what God has done. I thank God for his spirit. Thank God for the one that was able to be there. It just was overwhelming to me. And I thank you again, and I pray tonight that God will restore everything back to you, double. Double back to you. Let us pray at this time. Most precious Heavenly Father, God, I thank you again tonight for everything that you've done for us, God. We thank you for who you are, God. You are all-knowing, God. You know everything about each one of us, God. You know our thoughts, God, afar off, God. You have searched our heart, God. You, if you see any wickedness in there, we ask you to move it out and strengthen each one of us, God. Oh, God, and lift us up tonight, God. You said, if I be lifted up, you would draw all men unto me. God, I'm asking you to lift us up tonight. Oh, God, whatever we may be going through, God, Lord, I ask you to take care of each one, God. Oh, God, it's nothing too hard for you. You said, with you, nothing is impossible, God. Lord, I thank you in advance for what you're going to do and what you've already done, God. Lord, I thank you for touching Robin's throat, Lord. God, I thank you for how you cleared up, took him in, and brought him back, God. Nobody but you, Lord. Oh, God, you have got the doctor hand, Lord. I thank you in advance for it, God. I thank you for the prayer report, God, of Connie, Lord. How you can move cancer, God. It's nothing too hard for you, God. Oh, God, we praise your name tonight, God. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for every family, God. Everyone that's in the hospital, Lord. Oh, God, we ask you for clear eye, God. Lord, open his eye, clear it up, Lord. Move that redness out, God. You can have two or three touches and agree, God. You will be in the midst, God. We believe in God. We declare and decree that it's done, Lord. Oh, God, do it tonight, Jesus. Oh, God, Francis, brother, Lord. Harvey, God. Oh, God, long cancer, Lord. Oh, God, move it out. You're bigger than cancer. You're bigger than high diabetes, God. Oh, God, you're bigger than any sickness, God. Oh, God, you said we prosper and be in good health, Lord. I thank you tonight for everything that you've done. Direct our path, God. Lead us in the right direction. You said trust in the Lord with all our heart, God, and you shall direct our path, Lord. Oh, God, give us a good sleep tonight, God. Watch over each and every one of us, God. If any are discouraged, God, Lord, encourage their soul, God. Help them to hold on and hold out to the end, God. Oh, God, restore their joy, God. Restore their mind, God, and give them peace, God, that passes all understanding. You said if we keep our mind on thee, you will keep us in perfect peace, God. Lord, bless everyone home. Bless their children, God. Oh, God, bless them this day, God. Lord, Mother's Day's coming up, Lord. We ask you to bless all of our mothers, Lord. Oh, God, and give them the strength to hold on, God, and do it to the end, God. We thank you for this night, God. Lord, remember these children that don't have a home, God. Don't have nothing to eat, God. Oh, God, help us to have compassion, God. Lord, and reach out and touch somebody, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we want you to give us the strength. Help us to open our bowels of compassion and reach out and touch somebody, God. Lord, I thank you tonight, God. Let us not just be content, God. Oh, God, in what we are doing, but be concerned by others. Continue to bless this Bible study. Bless this Thursday night, God. Let it be what you have it to be, God. Oh, God, I thank you tonight. I thank you for your power. I thank you for your strength. I thank you for everything that you've done. God, continue to walk with us, God. Oh, God, be with us, God. Be with our family, God. We need your help today, Lord. You said, let not our heart be troubled, God. Lord, we want peace of mind. Oh, God, we don't want a troubled heart tonight, God. Lord, stay with us, God. We thank you. Oh, God, if any hurt in their body, God, heal their body completely, Jesus. Numb those pain in their body, God.
Good night to everyone, and we look forward to having you back next week. Good night, everyone.
Good night.